And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Carlos Hernandez. He is here from Keep Watch. How you doing this morning, Carlos?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
My privilege. My privilege.
So Carlos is with Keep Watch, and we've been partnering with Keep Watch all year long to pray for our schools, as we've been having school focuses, and you guys have school focuses, and we thought, well, why not focus together? And so
that's right. Come on, let's focus together.
So,
I like it.
It's been a great partnership this year, and it's really exciting to see what God is doing with Keep Watch and how you guys are growing now in over 100 schools, which is really awesome. Yeah, we're celebrating that. So, first of all, tell folks, what is Keep Watch and what is the mission that you guys have?
Well, Keep Watch is a ministry that endeavors in prayer in the schools, right? Having every school being covered in prayer, obviously, so that the name of Jesus will be known. And so praying for the administration, praying for the students, and just believing, again, that, that revival can occur in our schools. And so just it's incredible to be able to be a part of that ministry and to prayer walk the schools and to see what God's doing and to reach the goal of 100 schools. It's incredible.
And that it is. I mean, because I know you guys, just a few years ago, started in 5 schools. And so
that's right.
In just a couple
about
of years.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carlos, what would be a typical day for you as you go into a school?
And then what we do is take 15 to 20 minutes. We just walk the schools, and we all together in one accord throughout the entire city, region, and area, really, we have a prayer focus where we focus on something specifically that we're praying for faculty and for students and praying for God to do in our community. And so we all just kind of go around. We have that prayer focus that we're praying through, and as the Spirit leads us, of course, we pray, and we engage in conversations with the staff as they ask questions and thus, and we're there to serve them. So it's just a huge blessing.
Every week you guys have a theme or a focus that you have for praying. And what is your prayer focus for this week? What are you guys focusing on?
We're focusing on joy. We know that our God is the God of joy. And so we are asking for joy to just fill our hearts, that we will be thankful for who God is, and that joy would fill the students, right? It's Christmas season, and it could definitely be a season of a lot of discontentment in a lot of homes because of multiple issues. And how awesome would it be if the presence of God would visit our homes and students would encounter the gift Christ. And so praying for joy to fill our schools and reach our students and our teachers.
Hey, Carlos, thank you so much for joining us. And if folks want to find out more about Keep Watch or maybe get involved with you guys' ministry, how could they do so?
They can check it out at the website. They can just look up Keep Watch Toledo. There's a great app. If, for those of us who have smartphones, there's an app called Acts 2 Toledo. If you can look that up, you can find out a lot about Keep Watch there and different ministries connected to Acts 2 Toledo Ministry. It's just a great organization, and we definitely would love to have more people join the prayer team.
All right. And they do. I know you guys, people go through training, so if you're interested in doing this, you're like, oh, I'm not sure, though, I know what to do. Don't worry. They'll train you, they'll equip you, they'll show you how to do it. You don't just throw people into the deep end. And you don't have to go knocking on the door by yourself at a school and ask, can I come in and pray? Because Keep Watch will help with that as well.
Absolutely. And there's also online training that's available, too. If you're not able to make that are scheduled throughout the city, there's online training that is available. And so that's also a blessing. We certainly want to take the time to get to know those who say yes to praying and to those who say, hey, you know, I want to do this. I want to be a part of that. And we want to take the time to equip them in the process as well.
Hey, Carlos, thank you so much for spending some time with us, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for the partnership.
Thank you so much.